Aware for Monday, June 17th. I'm Peter MacArthur. Glad you could be with us today. More independence, greater financial security, a better quality of life. These are all things being built with the future of ABLE accounts. And ABLE accounts are helping to build these very things up. Delaware State Treasurer Colleen Davis is joining us this morning to talk more about this. First of all, good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Good. Why don't we start with this? Maybe just give us some broad strokes about what ABLE accounts are for people that have not heard of them as yet.
Absolutely. Yes. An ABLE account is a way in which individuals living with disabilities can save for their future costs. Oftentimes, our futures are unknown, but particularly if you are dealing with a disability, living with a disability, or you're a family member of someone living with a disability. ABLE allows you to save for your future costs without losing state or federal benefits such as Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, and things like that.
There's a whole host of qualified disability expenses that can be kind of put to work with this, right?
Yes, there's a lot of flexibility in the ways in which you can expense some of those savings, and there for things like education, health and wellness, things like employment training and support, assistive technology, and assistive technology can be anything from a physical device to an electronic platform, even legal fees and transportation, housing, is a variety of different qualified expenses.
You know, what's great is every time you and I talk, it seems we talk about initiatives that are boosting, I would call it financial flexibility, that allows people more ways to kind of take control of their money, and within that control of their money, taking control of their futures in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we would like to see more and more individuals having the ability to do that. And one of the things that we saw was a few years ago, myself and several other treasurers in a bipartisan movement, we started to advocate for expanding ABLE to include individuals over the age of 26. So the way that the legislation currently stands, or the law, sort of provides that an individual has to have obtained or developed their disability by the age of 26 years old in order to qualify. And we've had a push over the last several years, and back in 2023, we're able to expand that age to 46. And one of the big populations that is affected by that are veterans. What we know is that veterans are typically, or service members, of a variety of different kinds of service members, sustain a qualifying disability in their early 30s on average. And so if we're sort of at 31 years old, you lose a limb because you've been in the line of fire and had a really unfortunate event. While that's a qualifying disability, you don't necessarily have the same protections to save for your future. And it's unfortunate because at the age of 31, you still have a substantial amount of life to live, and we want you to live well. And I'm grateful that we've been able to work on this and get it passed. And so it's a really fantastic opportunity.
Yeah. For people that are listening that are, thinking to themselves, this sounds like something that could help me or a member of my family.
From talking with folks, it takes about 10, 15 minutes to open an account. And so we want to make sure that we can help answer any questions that folks might have and keep the members of the public abreast of all the activity, because we do have some things that are changing. And again, service members or any individual over that 26-year threshold, while that bill was just passed, it will take effect in the next couple of years. And so really want to be in the here and now preparing people to take advantage when on January 1st, 2026, folks can participate.
Yeah, game-changing stuff, and certainly very important for people to learn more about. Very good. It sounds like a great initiative, and again, I just love the fact that it increases those options for people that as you mentioned, for instance, in the 26 to 46 raise that have been hitting walls, you know, in the process of trying to get help in the past, and now one of those walls is coming down. So thanks so much for coming on, and I appreciate you sharing the info about it, Colleen.
Thank you, Peter. I really appreciate it.
Colleen Davis, your state treasurer here on WDEL. You can just jump on the state treasurer's website to find out more about ABLE accounts and whether you or someone that is affiliated with you, family member and such, can take advantage of what ABLE accounts have to offer.